Gentlemen, that's how we avoid having some big corporate oversight. People coming in, telling us what to do. Not around here! Not on my watch, baby! We're staying independent.
Until we're offered like $20 million.
Yeah, yeah. Until
ESPN or Barstool.
Until I totally will sell my soul for money. So, but in the meantime, we are the voice of the community, as reckless and goofy as we can be. So, again, tax write-off, baby. It's a win-win for everyone. Speaking of win-win, shout out to our sponsors, longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports. Offering bicycle sales, rentals, cycling apparel, and equipment, and a full-service bicycle shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico. And at NorthRimAdventure.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. Let's get it! Talking about practice starts now.
You don't need to check your watch to know it. It's time. You don't need your mama to tell you, your father to tell you, your friends, family members, or loved ones to know that it's time. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. I don't take none of this for granted. I do not take any moments for granted. And we have the opportunity. So right now, what time is it? It's time. It's game time. It's game time. And you know how I always end it. Now give me my theme music.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice, your man Terrell Gilbert, your co-host here. Alongside me as always, Derek Isomaki. Oh wait, nah, he's still on the road. He's on the way. Shouts to him for the effort driving all the way up from LA today. He'll be in here about halfway through the show, so don't worry guys, he's coming back. But we do have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take it with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, the Mac Daddy himself. If you're on the road, look out, because he is too. The Class A certified, the one, the only, Statman Brett.
The AKA the Big Rig Outlaw, AKA the Mother Trucker. Yeah, yeah.
Woo, woo.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Baby. Certified, baby. Certified.
Whoa, congrats on that. Congrats.
See, that's awesome.
Took seven tries, but you know what? I got it. Yeah, that's right. Seven tries, and they allowed me to have a Class A.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering how desperate we are for truck drivers, just there you go.
They're hiring radio personalities. That's how bad it is.
You could fail seven times and still be on the road on it behind an 18-wheeler. There you go. I love it. I love it.
$80,000 I can drive. Yeah.
What do you mean?
80,000 pounds I can drive.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. That's well, that's the maximum limit in California. Mm. Oh. In Idaho. In
we
those
push
places.
It a little bit, don't we?
I mean, not my company.
Okay, very good. Shouts to you for being responsible.
Right
there, boy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But, all right, we have a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Again, pledge drive, guys. Go to kzfr.org. You can help us stay independent. About a third of our funding comes from your generosity. So, again, help keep us independent. Keep your money local and tax write-off, baby. So go ahead and do that right now. We have some incredible stories to get to, and none greater than the most incredible thing that's happened in years in sports. Penn State versus the Fighting Illini this weekend. took 9 overtimes to not hit the over.
That was insane. I actually watched the last, like, 5 minutes of that game, plus all the OTs. I'm like, all right, it's OT. I could watch, you know, a couple plays. No, that OT lasted, what?
An hour?
Yeah,
I think
minutes.
It was, yeah, it was about an hour.
It was unreal.
Actual time. I want to say that again. They played 9 overtimes.
Pathetic
well,
football.
I mean, it wasn't after the third overtime. It was just two-point conversions
yeah, but
back
still
and forth.
Yeah, couldn't convert.
Yeah, well, that's the dumbest rule, and that's why I hit the under.
I know. Well, yeah, but
you
still.
Had 6 of those overtimes being 2 points each, and they didn't score 2 points in the last.
The final score was 20-18.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They didn't score 2-point conversions until the
it
last, like, two.
It took 4 hours to score 38 total points. I can't
unreal.
Think of much of a much worse hell. Than watching a football game go to 9 OTs to hit the under.
No,
I mean, being a Jets fan, that's pretty bad.
I mean, you can't go to 9 OTs though. Yeah, it's a bad hell. But
you can lose 16 games straight. Could do that.
As the Jets have lost 16 straight?
They have done it before.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I was going to say they won this year.
Yeah,
they did win one game this year
against Tennessee of all teams.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, let's get into the weirdness that is football. The Niners are making me and Rudy really sad lately.
Oh man, that was a pathetic game last night, and they straight. It was a monsoon out there. It just didn't stop raining. Obviously, everyone that knows that lives in Northern California, we had record numbers in rainfall. But
shout out to the cyclone bomb.
Yeah,
cyclone bomb. Shout out to the bomb that brought rain.
Yeah, there you go.
We needed it.
That game was pathetic. Both you and I watched it in misery at your house.
Yeah.
It was like, I was about to go to sleep, dude, at some point. So it was just hard to watch that game, man. Jimmy G looks like poop. Kyle Shanahan's scared of life, even in his post-press conference. He doesn't even know what the hell he's doing anymore.
I mean, it's never a good sign when you're outplayed by Carson Wentz on your home field.
Yeah.
That's never a good sign. A man who sprained both ankles, which I didn't even know that was possible.
On the
sprained,
same player.
Sprained both ankles, guys. He comes into Santa Clara and beats the Niners on their home field in a downpour. I mean, to be fair, he's just throwing up 50-50 balls, and we were just running into the wide receivers and getting. Pass interference after pass interference call, which is just a great way to watch football. Slightly happier to be a Niners fan this weekend than a Penn State or Fighting Illini fan, but still, some type of purgatory we are living in this weekend, I'll tell you that much. You know who isn't in a purgatory? Bengals fans. For once.
Dude.
For once. I try to tell you.
Your boy out here.
I try to tell
you. Man.
Listen to me now. Believe me later on. Ja'Marr Chase is the truth, son. Shout out to my fantasy squad. Everyone who gave me crap. I remember each and every one of you, Skyler, who gave me a hard time for picking up Ja'Marr Chase in the 6th round saying that's a reach. Who's reaching now, baby?
Yeah, he's out there balling, man. He's looking really good right now. I think he has the most receiving yards in the first 7 games of any receiver to come in.
Yeah, I told you he's the best route runner I've ever seen.
I'm not going to give him that.
Top 5 of all time.
Okay, all right, calm down, bro. Anywho, but, dude, him and Joe Burrow have been connecting for years ever since their college time at LSU. So
I was actually banking on their chemistry coming into the season.
100%,
you know,
dude.
So. They've lived up to the hype, and the Bengals look legit.
Yeah, the Bengals look good, man.
The Ravens continue to confound me.
Yeah, what's up with
I don't know what that team is. They're 3 close wins away from having a losing record. So I don't really know what to make of the Ravens from week to week. They're, you know, it's like dating a really good-looking chick. She comes with baggage. You never know what to expect, you know.
I mean, the Ravens blew up the Chargers last week.
And I should have said that better. It's like dating a crazy person, but they're super attractive, okay?
Guy or gal. Yeah.
And they're just crazy. They come with all sorts of baggage. They talk about their ex in inappropriate times. They cry a lot. They get drunk and pass out in inappropriate places.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel it's like being a Ravens fan this year. You just don't know what to expect from week to week.
So real quick,
yes.
Justin Jefferson last year had the most receiving yards by a rookie at 1,377. Ja'Marr Chase is well past halfway there. He's at 754 yards within 7 games. So he's got
that's crazy.
Basically, yeah. nine more games to kind of shatter that within the 16. But I think he's got that. Damn. I think he's definitely going to get that if he keeps pace. If he keeps pace.
Yeah. Shout out to Justin Jefferson as well. Yeah.
Yep.
But, man, the fact that those dudes are all on the same team is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
That LSU team was just there's a reason why they're one of the greatest college teams.
We'll still be able to talk to Coach O later and talk to him about coaching those three gentlemen, because what weapons.
What a privilege.
The hell is wrong with Kansas City, man? What the hell?
I'm actually enjoying this.
It's the curse of Jackson. It's what I'm going to go with. It's the curse of Jackson.
Jackson Mahomes. It's all of his fault. Dude, but they look lost too, man. Andy Reid has no answers anymore. It's usually, you know, this second half team that comes out in the second half, which, you know,
makes some adjustments and all.
Yeah, and I did roll with the Chiefs on the second half because I was like, there's no way they're going to get blown out this
bad. Yeah.
And, they got even worse. But Patrick Mahomes looked lost. Travis Kelce just kept on crying to the refs. It was just overall a bad performance by the Chiefs. And their defense just keeps on getting worse.
Don't the Titans have, like, 16 players out on the IR or something like that? Like,
yeah, they're injured as well.
A quarter of their roster is out, I'm pretty sure.
Their defense has... They've turned it around the last two games. They have, I think, 9 or 10 sacks in the past two games.
Yeah.
And their opponent QBR is well below than what it has been in the first 4 or 5 games of the season. So whatever Mike Brable's doing, it's working over there. Plus, they got Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown.
Yeah,
no doubt. And half of Julio is still a great Julio.
Right. So shouts to the Titans. But, man, yeah, it's kind of puzzling what's going on in Kansas City, because we're used to their defense being terrible, but we're not used to... I mean, this is, you know, an injury away and a Dee Ford offsides call away from Kansas City potentially winning the last 3 Super Bowls, or at the very least appearing in the last 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, at times, just seeming disinterested. So, yeah, that's confusing. The AFC in general, like, the Bengals are leading the AFC North. That's confusing.
Yeah, that's weird.
it's a strange year in the NFL.
Yeah, the Raiders are in first place with the Chiefs in last in their division.
Yeah, with the Chiefs and Chargers in the division, and the Chiefs are in last place.
Yeah.
No one bet that. No one. Not a single bettor out there. Not the person who hates Kansas City, hates barbecue the most, and didn't place the bet that they would finish in last place this year. I can guarantee you that. I did want to talk about a really positive and fun storyline from last week, and that was Thursday night. We rarely cover Thursday night football on the radio show because it was so long ago, but D'Ernest Johnson, what he did going from being an undrafted player to hitting up Instagram on, the ALC Football League, trying to get into the American Football League.
He messaged every single team.
He messaged every team trying to get a shot. And, you know, so shouts to him for getting his shot and then not only getting his shot, but do you have his numbers in front of you, Brad?
Yeah, I can look him up.
Yeah. I don't know what he ended up with, but it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I think 140 yards. I actually picked him up on my fantasy team, and he balled out, dude.
He went off. He balled out. So shouts to him, because he absolutely deserves all the praise and love for doing what he did today, or this past Thursday. Because it was pretty insane that a dude who has no prior, his first start is going to have a first start like that. You still looking it up, my friend?
Yep.
I got him right
You
here.
Got him? Okay. Yeah, I was struggling all on that one.
22 carries.
Holiday shopping.
Nice. All right.
22 carries, 146. With 1 touchdown, average 6.6 yards.
Yeah, that's filthy.
Receiving, did he catch any balls? Oh, he did. 2 catches for 22 yards.
So 166 total.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome for a dude who was undrafted.
And those, and being the starter, he just got lucky with Hunt and Chubby. Now he was like, all right, bro, this is your time to shine.
And I think football, for so many, that's an underrated part of the game, and it is the part that is most relatable to most of us. It's the American dream, right? Because this doesn't really happen in hoops. A few years ago, that dude on the last day of the season for the Lakers at 36 years old or something,
the
teacher, got a 10-day contract and got to play one game and came and balled out.
Balled out, dude.
He played well, but this just doesn't happen in other sports the same way it does in the NFL, where a no-name guy, undrafted guy, can have his day in the sun, right? And so to see that, it's always fun and it's a cool story. So really shouts cool. Shouts to D'Ernest Johnson for
full advantage of that one opportunity.
Yep.
So now every team in the league is watching him, because once Chubb and Hunt comes back, you know, he's still going to be behind those two guys.
And I think that's going to be a good spot for the Browns. I mean, you have a good trading piece after that. I mean, that was a good win-win for both of those guys. They got a running back for the game and potentially for the next few games, depending on how long they're out for.
Yeah.
And now you got a good trading chip for some draft picks or possibly a good player and some draft picks.
Yeah, Chubb supposedly is coming back this week, but Hunt is still out, so he's still going to get some touches.
I mean, he's definitely not going to get the 22 that he got, but I could see him getting 10 or 12.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
Nice. All right, let's move on. No one cares. We shouted him out. He did good. Chubb's coming back at some point, and it's going to be – we'll kind of forget about this unless he continues the ball. But anyway, I did want to hit a couple newsy topics and then ask you guys a couple questions. So it seems that USC is pursuing Mike Tomlin for the coaching position. Mike Tomlin, I believe, would be a hell of a college coach. It's awesome just coach. Do you want – does he personally want to go and recruit? That's always the thing with NFL coaches going down to college. I don't even want to say going down, because you can make as much, if not more money.
Probably more money in college, yeah.
But just the way he talks, I would love to hear him have a group of kids that he's talking to weekly. We don't blink. Splash. We're looking for splash plays. I love Mike Tomlin, so I think that would be a great fit, but we'll see. I mean, obviously, not a whole lot of turnover ever in the Steelers organization for the head coach position.
No.
And you got to wonder, does he want the opportunity to coach that team after Ben Roethlisberger? I guess we'll find out.
Wait and see on that situation.
Devontae Adams is on the COVID list. So if you have Aaron Rodgers on your fantasy squad, you may want to make sure to check.
To get an alternate player to play.
Yeah, check that. The health status before Sunday's games.
No, they're playing on Thursday.
Oh!
I believe they're
playing. You may want to pick up a quarterback this week.
Thursday against the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken.
The first touchdown that Aaron Rodgers threw to Devontae Adams yesterday, rolling to his right, throwing back across his body, was filthy.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, yeah. It was filthy. Aaron Rodgers is so much fun to watch still, and I don't know what else there is to say besides he's just awesome to watch.
Yeah. Confirmed Thursday night football, Packers at Arizona.
-6
AZ. Damn, that's a lot of points. Oh, because of Devonta being out. So
gotcha.
Plays a big difference.
Flacco's traded to the Jets.
Back to the Jets
with Zach Wilson out 2 to 3 weeks. Who cares?
No one cared, yep.
Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
That's the Cardinals.
I'd say, yeah, Cardinals, the Bills. Cardinals and Bills, I would say.
Bengals have definitely proven themselves, but you have to get a few more games in before I can say that. But Cardinals right now are my team.
Yeah, I'd say Cardinals, Bills.
Yeah, I think
Tampa Bay and their
Packers are definitely top five in that conversation.
Yeah.
They've really proven themselves after the game one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's fair.
The worst teams in the league, I'd say Jets and the Niners.
Don't forget the Lions. Well, I can't even say the Lions.
The Lions are playing well.
I was going to say the Lions are actually a few games away, even though they haven't won a game yet.
Yeah, but they
they're a few games soft. Away from winning.
Well, a few missed field goals
not that
away.
Bad.
A few missed field goals away from actually being decent.
Hey, they almost
decent.
Beat the Niners, almost beat the Rams, almost beat the Ravens.
Almost only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes.
I know, but anywho, who cares? Right.
Where'd this fan go wrong? He gets the 600th touchdown pass of Tom Brady's career. My thing is, I'm leaving the stadium because that's too much pressure.
100%.
That's too much peer pressure. He ended up getting $1,000 in store credit to the team store.
To the team store.
Got season tickets. Awesome. But this ball's worth estimated $750K.
That's to begin with that option.
Yeah.
So that could go up to a mil.
Easy. Did y'all hear Romo's comment about he should just ask for a day with Giselle?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Smart, man.
I mean
that's really ballsy. You can't say that on CBS.
No, but that's
in
ballsy.
2021. Now I'm leaving the stadium, and I'm like, yo, tell your people to get with my people.
Here's my number.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Or call my lawyer.
We'll figure it out. Like, you know? Dad needs a brand new house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That, kidding. I mean, who knows if he's a multimillionaire anyways, but yeah, that dude messed up 100%.
Trade deadline is next Tuesday in the NFL. Deshaun Watson still has not been moved. And it seems that Philly and Miami, amongst other teams, Carolina are reportedly interested in Deshaun Watson. So let's pretend that you don't have Aaron Rodgers, Brad. Let's pretend that Jordan Love is your quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Oh, if Jordan Love is my quarterback.
Yeah, let's say Aaron Rodgers has already moved on and you have an opportunity to bring in Deshaun Watson. Are you, as a fan of your Packers, willing to sell your soul to have Deshaun Watson in 10 more years of quarterback excellence, considering he's not going to jail?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, considering he's acquitted of all charges, yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm taking him.
Rudy, are you taking him over Love right now?
Yeah, because Trey hasn't done anything. Jimmy G is horrible, so I don't care how many draft picks we lost. But yeah, 100%. Well, I don't think we have the capital now to think about it.
Yeah,
to get him.
Yeah, I think you've gotten rid of that in the past couple of years.
Say that we didn't have Trey Lance, that we didn't draft him this year, 100%.
Morally speaking, I would like to say no, but the first 50-yard bomb he throws to Deebo Samuel, of course I'm going to jump up off my couch and start yelling.
Takes one play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes one play and you forget everything that just happened.
All the baggage behind it. Yep.
The closest I've ever come to boycotting football was during the Kaepernick thing, and I still watch my garbage Niners that season. So if that's not – if a man taking a knee for police brutality against black and brown folks – and being blackballed from the league doesn't get me to boycott, I don't know what will.
I don't think anything will.
Yeah, I think you've hit your lowest of low right there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can.
Well, I think 23 women is pretty low.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying it's going to be hard to hit.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep it moving.
Thank you.
We'll keep it moving. We are a week into the NBA season. So let's do our overreaction observations. Lakers really need some time to build some chemistry on that team.
That and LeBron needs to play defense, bro. Have you seen any highlights? He just...
Yeah.
Same old LeBron.
But that's what he's been doing the last few years. Yeah. And I think he's been kind of saving himself for the playoffs. And they'll undoubtedly be in the playoffs and try to gel later in the season.
It's
but man...
just, it's just hard to witness, so... Coming from a Laker fan.
Yeah, no, I love to see it. I loved watching Anthony Davis push Dwight Howard. That was awesome.
That was epic.
And truth be told, if Dwight Howard was my teammate, I'd probably want to push him too.
Yeah.
He seems so annoying.
He seems like he's got a punchable face. Absolutely, he's got a punchable face.
He's all bitter because he didn't make the top 75. So add on to the to that.
I love how... worked up people get over a list.
Dude, everyone was...
A list is the easiest form of content in the world. Evidenced by our midsummer shows that have I Got Five on it featured every week because we're just trying to fill time. And guess what? You suckers fall for it every time. Just build a list. Here's to all of you who produce any type of content. If you are ever struggling to come up with something, make a list.
Yeah, it's going to get some attention.
If anything, it just gets people to be angry because left someone off the list. And it is the easiest way to get people to talk. And people fall for it all the time. I do, you do, everyone does.
We all do.
So, just build a list, people.
It's a stupid list that the media made up with, right? Media.
And also former players.
Former players, yeah.
Like Steve Nash was one of the voters, and he got voted in. And I don't know how fair that really is.
He's a two-time MVP.
Heady move. Heady play right there.
Yeah. Right, though.
Welcome, sir.
Let's go.
Full squad in the building. Look at that dedication. You drove straight back from L.A.
Yo, what's good, party people?
There it is.
I'm alive and well, y'all.
The legend is back.
No, I love it. I love
Went down a hole, came out the other end.
All right, yeah. Do you want to explain that to the people who don't know what you're talking about?
Sorry, y'all. I just came back from a nice little Grand Canyon trip with the familia.
There you go.
So a nice little time down there, you know? A little vacay action.
Nice.
It's definitely vacay because you were sweating your ass off.
Yeah, you were working.
It's working, yeah.
Yeah.
A little backpacking. It's like a little mini backpacking adventure down there. Never done it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it, y'all.
Grand Canyon's
beautiful. Sorry to interrupt the show just like that, you know? But hey, what's up, y'all?
No alpacas for this one, though?
I mean... I didn't go to another continent. Do you know of alpacas here that aren't like
no? I know that they have mules. But I know they had like mules over there.
Yeah,
the Grand
that's
Canyon.
One thing. I saw plenty of mules. Yeah,
some burros.
Burros.
Are those considered asses or those?
Yeah, are asses. Yeah, they are.
Mules are asses.
Yeah,
not donkeys. So mules and ass.
Well, isn't like a mule's a blend between a donkey and a horse,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So mules can't breed. Donkeys and horses can.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea. Mules are inbred.
Yeah.
So are mules considered asses?
Well, not the inbred. They're.
I don't think so.
Statman Brad, are mules considered asses?
That's what we need you to look up right now.
A half ass.
Well, you're doing a half ass job right now.
It is back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just talking about your Lakers, sport the cap right
poop,
now.
Poop soup right now, man.
And
they only got a dub, but I just fallacies, man.
Do you think you would want to push Dwight Howard if he was on your squad? He seems annoying, right?
I mean, he's a big fall from grace. That's what it really is for the dude.
Yeah.
The dude was above LeBron at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's a tough place
to
be.
He was at least the question
was
asked.
Yes. Could he be LeBron? Like, or LeBron?
If he had to start a franchise, would you take Dwight or LeBron?
So I wouldn't say maybe
about 2 seasons.
He never eclipsed, and I wouldn't say, but at least he was on the same lunar level.
Yes.
And to see where he has fallen, where he's a role player, a bench player, it's a tough pill to swallow. And he's definitely not wearing it. He's done a good job in the last Laker run they had when they went to the championship.
He was
a good role player, but it's going to be no matter what, especially with this. Again, you're talking about the list. I heard that everyone gets hyped up about a lot of nonsense.
Yep.
And he was getting all a little butthurt. He wasn't on that list.
Well, he is a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 8-time All-Star, but he did lose to a 5'8 guy in a dunk contest. So,
I mean, that I will say that was a that's all just because the optics of seeing a 5'8 guy jump. That no matter what, just going to be like, well, which is honestly very discrimination against tall people. Like right then and there, you are discriminating against tall people just because Nate Robinson can dunk. Dwight Howard is doing some amazing dunk. Don't hark on him because he's tall, and you give Nate Robinson more props just because he got more hops.
Facts.
But I will say,
what will you say?
He was a pretty dominant force.
He was at one point.
And I'm, and being a defensive force, I think, is something that is, I want to say, rare in this league.
You know what?
To be consecutive defensive force.
He's an NBA champion. Like I said, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year and 8-time All-Star. And with that said, there's two things I remember Dwight for. There's two instances that I remember Dwight. Kobe dunking on him.
Ah, yes, classic. Ah.
And a reporter asking Stan Van Gundy about the rift between them as Dwight Howard comes up moments later.
I remember that.
After Stan Van was like, there is a problem, and he does seem to want me fired. And then Dwight Howard, not knowing the conversation that was going on, comes and puts his arm around him and is basically like, we're all good here. Those are the two things that stick out in my mind when I think of Dwight Howard. And also a guy who gets tatted out in his mid-30s, which is always strange to me. Like, I understand. Like, it's not like he just got money, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, I understand. That's a midlife crisis right there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a new identity. And honestly, when you're over the age of 30, you pretty much got your identity solidified.
Yeah.
And anything you do is going to be very drastic, and doing that is something you kind of have to do. If you want to go, it's not a good look. I can't appreciate it that well.
Yeah, it's just bizarre if you have like next to no tattoos and then you're just blasted. That's an odd choice in your mid 30s, and I think he is trying to recapture.
I guess I need to look. Have you got an answer on this mule and ass?
Yes.
So you're good.
I was letting you guys figure this. I'll let you guys. Anyways,
answer, please.
A mule is an offspring of a male donkey.
Hold on. Hold on. What just happened there?
I was trying to speak
in a... Did you just have a stroke?
A little bit of a stroke.
Oh,
a mule is a male donkey and a female horse. A henny is a female donkey and a male horse.
So what is an ass?
Yeah.
An ass is just a male donkey.
Okay, so
that's an ass
is a donkey.
Yes.
So an ass is not a mule then. So
yes.
I saw no ass.
A mule is...
Mules.
Somehow I'm more confused, Brad.
How?
I got it. I picked up your up and down. You fumbled.
A donkey's
it for sure.
An ass. A mule's not.
Okay.
There you go. That's all you need to know. I was trying to give you some genealogy. It apparently didn't work for you.
The Warriors look good. The ball movement is excellent. It's early again, I know, but the additions they made this offseason look great. Bielitsa's look great. Otto Porter's filled that role. Bielitsa's the first time they've had a big man during this Warriors run here since 2014, where they had a big man who could both play down low and shoot and pass the ball.
I mean, what is Draymond? I mean, I guess he can't really
but
shoot from
out. 6'7". I'm talking about a true
center?
Seven footer. I think he's 6'11" or something. He's right there.
Okay.
But I'm talking about, you know, more of a
traditional. Just saying, like, I feel like everything you just said right now is kind of what Draymond Green is, right?
Yeah,
a big guy
without
that
the
can
shooting.
Play down low.
Without granted, the shooting.
His shooting is not the best, but he can be a clutch shooter at times.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and you can't deny him that. I want to give Draymond his props. MSU love, okay? You know, go Spartans.
There you go.
Death to Tom Izzo.
But the Warriors are looking solid, and that ball movement is reminiscent of years past. And Kuminga and obviously Clay have yet to play, and James Wiseman have yet to play, so we'll see how they integrate those players back. But the Warriors start off the season 3-0. I did want to mention about just, I bragged about me being right about Ja'Marr Chase. It's time for me to eat some humble pie and be honest about something. I was so wrong about LaMelo Ball and Jordan Poole. During the draft last year, I said LaMelo Ball had by far the biggest draft bust potential. And boy, do I look like an idiot.
He's still
Are
balling.
You not happy with Jordan
Poole?
Well,
I mean, and right before Jordan Poole happened to go off last season. I mean, literally, the week that I said that Jordan Poole might be the worst NBA player in the league who gets actual rotation minutes, he started to average. I think he ended up averaging 24 for the to finish out the season. So, don't believe me when I say a player is going to be great, but I did say Jalen Green was going to be awesome, and he looks awesome. Go ahead.
No, I mean, to say that he had the biggest bust potential, you weren't technically wrong. He had such a high ceiling, but also such a low floor
yes.
that he could have hit if he was wrong. If you were,
but he's nowhere close. To
he's
that
hitting
floor
his ceiling. Yeah. He is hitting the ceiling.
He's exceeding my expectations
he's
by a lot.
He's going to be an all-star this year. Watch.
There's a chance for sure.
No, yeah, I see that 100%.
Well, yeah, I mean Ben Simmons ain't going to be there most likely. Speaking of Ben Simmons,
God, I hate that guy.
You're not doing it right, playa. Do the James Harden. You can't. Be a malcontent who is, you can disrupt the team, but you gotta do it the right way to get traded. More importantly, to get paid, bro.
Yeah.
You can't be breaking team rules. You can go out there and play like poop and be and collect your check like, well, hey, I'm trying, guys. I'm here,
yeah.
But you can't make such a mess of it that you're getting kicked out of practice. That's not how you get paychecks, dog. If you want to get out of there, pull the James Harden, show up out of shape, disinterested, throw the ball out of bounds, and then look at John Wall like, what are you doing? That's the playbook to get traded. You're doing this all wrong. You're doing this all wrong.
I got to commend the guy for sticking to his guns right now. He's really just kind of doubled down on everything. So, you know, dig your grave, brother. I like. Did you have me muted this entire time right now?
No, I just pawed you up okay, a little bit more.
Right, appreciate that.
I realized you were low.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Wow, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow, about time, Brad. All right, doing your job. Glad to be back. Missed you, man.
I missed you, too.
Yeah.
Now continue.
Congratulations
now continue.
On that license.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, Ben Simmons, keep doubling down, man. You know, you never know where it'll take you. At this point in time, you could get your own reality show, which would actually get you paid more than playing in the NBA. You might as well just call it retirement at some point in time, because I think there would be some people interested in how the story unfolds. You never know. The guy, you're... road is endless. Don't think that NBA is your only option. I'm just saying there's other ways to make money out there. And you already made a lot, too. Like, he's already made a decent amount of bread.
Yeah.
So, you know, a wise man can make that money last for a very long time. Now, if you're a wise man, probably not at this point in time from what it beckons. But I believe in you, man. I have faith that you could possibly turn it around and make something of yourself. So keep digging this grave, because you never know, you might strike gold, okay?
Keep on digging.
Keep on digging, okay?
I mean, yeah.
That diamond is maybe centimeters away, okay? You know that guy that walked away from that diamond right there? No, you're right there. I see the diamond right there, man. You keep digging, okay? Keep digging.
Yeah,
it is.
I appreciate someone, if you're going to make a mess of it, make it all the way messy.
Yeah.
If you're going to be dramatic, be all the way dramatic. Win an Oscar, you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Just, you know, lie in the milk, okay? Spill the milk, lie in it.
Yeah.
Poop in the milk. Actually, that's disgusting.
No, yeah,
don't
do
sit
that.
In your own filth. No. Be a little bit more respectable than that. But at least lie in the milk. Bask in the milk.
Yeah.
All right.
Basking in this milk right now. That's what we're all doing.
I don't know what that means. This is Talking About
milk,
Practice.
Baby.
Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Again, a reminder, this is Everett Remix. This is Pledge Drive. 100% tax write-off. Win-win for everybody. Keep your money local. Help this independent station remain independent. Go to kzfr.org right now. Pledge a little bit of money. I'm serious. I'll give you a $5 challenge right now. Go and just drop five. It'll take you less than 2 minutes, I promise. And you can get some cool stuff. So go ahead, get your pledge gift and all that. Yes.
How about this? Anyone who pledges up to $100, I'll match it. During the show right now.
So you have a 26 minutes. If you drop a hundo, Rudy promises to match that.
Up to, it's like anything up to
100.
You can go up to 100. Yeah. So you can do the five, he'll match
up to 100.
That.
Yeah. 20 yeah.
Bucks,
okay.
$10, got it. $5, got it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't feel obligated to drop 100, yeah, but
no, got it.
Drop
up to 100 bucks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Support your local, support this local station now. We're doing this for y'all for the love of it, you know?
Yep. Yeah, just definitely give not back. For the paycheck.
No, just give us something back to the station. It helps out getting new equipment in here, making us sound all pristine and clear.
Yep.
Getting a little, you know, love that the station needs, a little TLC.
Yeah, and we're updating some things around here. We're going to have, like I said, we're going to have the live. We have it going on Instagram right now. You could follow us, TBP Not A Game, TBP Not A Game on Instagram.
But it's going to get better.
You can check us out live right now, see a little behind the scenes. But we are dropping some money to be able to broadcast all these shows live, not only on Instagram, but make it a little more available so everyone can find us, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, all the things. It's on the way, so go help us out. Support us and the station as a whole and your community.
It'll enhance your listening experience.
It really will. Want to give a shout-out, speaking of supporters.
In enhancing your listening experience.
No doubt. Got to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Duffy's Tavern, located on the corner of 4th and Main in downtown Chico for over 30 years. Duffy's has reopened with both outdoor and indoor seating. New hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's Duffy's Tavern. Here's to another 30 years.
We got Duffy Tavern on our list right now.
That's right,
yeah,
baby.
There we go.
Maybe that's where we should go after the show.
Maybe. They're the ones supporting the place right now.
Even though I don't think they're open because I just read their hours and it's Wednesday through Sunday. So
either way, we would be there if you had opened Monday, but still love the support, Duss.
Yeah. We're getting there.
We love you over there.
Yeah.
Classy little spot right there.
Are you doing news today?
I do have some news.
Oh, you do have some news. All right. Before we get there, let's do Rudy's picks real quick if we could, because we got a lot to get to still. And then we also have a quick Coach O interview. We have so much to get to. Did I throw a curveball at you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You're good.
Rudy.
I'll tell you, it's just occurred to me when these two boys are chatting for the last 6 minutes. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. I went 2-for-4 last week. Not great, but hey, it's a new week.
It could be worse, baby.
Could be worse.
This week could be way worse. A lot of worse things went through my head right now. I'm just saying. A lot of them are really funny, too. So.
I got the Browns at home against the Steelers at -3. And then I got the Titans on the road against the Colts.
Tighten up!
At -1. We're going to parlay both of those. And we're going to bet them each.
Bend a knee to King Henry, okay? Don't you ever question that, okay? His name is Derek.
Tighten up!
He's climbing the ranks real fast.
Tighten up!
He's not up there?
Only problem is he spells it weird.
Tighten up!
If he spelled it the way we do, me and Jeter, he'd be cool. And
so he may be like top three?
He could be a top three. Oh, wow. But right now,
top three, Derek, tighten up!
That name kind of...
It drops. Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
But if he does amazing things...
So he's ranked three of three right now.
Yes. No, there's many Derek's throughout the world.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But which one? How would
Derek
you rank
Jeter
him?
Is our king.
Okay.
Number one.
Yep.
I would say. It's a tough question right now.
Does Derek Rose crack the list?
He's in there, but again, messing up the name. I like Derek Fisher because he spells it my way too.
Okay.
You know? I got to give the love to Derek Luke as well. Great actor out
there.
There
you go.
You know? Had some biker boys. Come on. All right. Let's stop. Get some classics out there. Obviously, Derek Rose. We got, you know, who'd be Derrick Henry. He's in there as well. I mean, got to give Derrick Rose a lot of love because he was the youngest MVP ever. You know?
Youngest MVP ever.
Ever. So.
Tighten up.
There you go. What else you got, Rudy?
No, that's it.
That's all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Browns, Browns minus three at home against the Steelers. And what was my second?
Is Chubba up? Is Chubba back?
Oh, Titans. Chubba will be back this week. And Titans on the road against the Colts at minus one.
Ooh. Well, hey, man, I'm not going to lie. That Carson Wentz comeback player of the year prediction I had at the start of the season, looking pretty good.
Oh, God.
Pretty good.
Oh, God. You missed that. We're moving on from that segment. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit him with some news.
We'll do.
I just
had it, but it's all right. We're going to get going.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world,
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all.
I'm bored.
The news!
We're back, y'all. We are back. Much to get to. All right, I'm going to start with the feel-good stories of the day. I don't know about you. I love my animals. My wildlife animals, always got respect for them. That's why I love that Torrens of Instagram page where I see wild animals getting back at the people who are getting too close to their zone. Because you're on their territory, y'all. That's their territory. Respect the territory.
It's their home.
We're living in it, you know? Like Brad famously said, it's not shark-infested waters. That's their home. You know? We're
exactly.
Going to their home yep. right now. They deserve to bite us. Someone comes into my home, you best believe I'm blasting.
A stranger? Yeah.
You know? Bang, bang.
Whether you like it or not, that's up to you. You're going to get bit.
I'm just saying.
Honestly, that might be the best point you ever made on this show.
You truly are walking into their home, and we get mad at them for biting us. It's like, no, man, that's like a natural reaction. The fact they don't bite us, like, appreciate you me being your home, my dude, and just peeing everywhere. Because that's what we're doing in the ocean. Everyone knows it. All right, so back to the feel-good stories of the day. I don't know about you, elephants, majestic mammals. Love them.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. They're actually saying that they are finding ways to start evolving without tusks to not be poached by poachers for their ivory anymore.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But it's unfortunate because, dude, an elephant with its full-grown tusk, oh, man, that's a pretty sight. That's a sight to see right there. Not to shoot, just to admire.
Yeah.
Bask in its glory. But unfortunately, there are some out there who want to get those tusks. They want to get that feel-good story of being able to conquer one of those beasts. I do say beast because that thing is strong as hell and can be a vicious if provoked. And that's what happens when you provoke an elephant. That thing's like 2 tons.
Yeah, they're huge.
Huge, more than 2 tons. Yes. Brad, do me a favor. How much does an elephant weigh?
I'm going to say well over 2 tons. I'll look it up.
How much does your mom weigh? man. I just know your mom, though. It's unfortunate. I can't make those jokes. So I wouldn't say
African bush elephant, male African bush 13. Elephant, 13,000 pounds.
Okay, that's more than 2 tons.
Yeah.
A ton is 2,000 pounds. So that's over six. That's 6 tons. 6 tons coming at you. That's more than. That's like 4 cars. You got hit with 4 cars. They're charging for you.
Pissed off.
It's cars. 2 moms.
Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.
Well, these elephants were provoked and trampled to death a poacher out there.
Good.
Now, granted, he was with a group of people, and the elephant luckily was able to keep that man's phone from being trampled as well, so they could possibly use that phone to catch said other poachers with him. Hopefully bring some sweet bush justice to those poachers. Don't mess with elephants, y'all. Or hippos, or any of them, you know.
They're all
again,
savages.
Cockroaches and mosquitoes, only insects worthy of being killed on sight.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think that's a good rule of thumb.
If you don't kill them on sight, I might slap you. Like, why didn't you kill it? You know, like, get rid of it. No point in them being around. I've yet to find a point of a cockroach and a mosquito other than to cause sheer terror and pass on deadly diseases.
Yeah. They do no good.
No good. I've yet to find out.
Nope.
I mean, it probably is, like, some grand scheme of, like, there's some big balance. If you lose mosquitoes, like, all life falls out. I'm like, no, where are the mosquitoes? I'll take those things. But, you know, until my short, narrow-minded view has changed, get rid of the mosquitoes.
I agree.
All right, next moving on. Because that's enough animal talk right there, you know? I got to do this one because this is up my alley and around the corner. Because I just went through this situation of pooping right now. But this is not a good story at all. Obviously, usually when poop's involved, it's not. Unless you're, you know, getting off a train and have to go really bad. Then it's a great story because you just relieved yourself. But this guy is having a terrible issue right now. Where he, in his good old backyard of Windsor, was it Windsor? I apologize. It's now not loading up anymore. There we go. Back in Windsor, Southeast England, is where this man is located. As he was unfortunately the victim of a discharge of raw sewage onto his property, covered his backyard, his umbrella, his table, everything back there. And himself being back there as well does not help the case. Now, granted, it is frozen. Apparently, that's what they do with the poop on the plane. I've always wondered that. So there you go. You learn something new every day. And it wasn't supposed to happen. Apparently, everything is supposed to be vacuum sealed to make sure that it doesn't leave the plane when it's not supposed to. That sounds awful. Like, I don't think there's no worse day than that. I mean, there's a lot you could have.
That
like,
is the worst
of,
thing to be
know,
have discharged on you.
Yeah. Other than like maybe a legitimate bomb. Actually, I might take the bomb because I'd be dead.
You wouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, now I'm just covered. Here I am with the rest of my life knowing the story that I got covered in poo, you know? Frozen poo from the sky. What's worse? I don't know.
I was going to say, there's nothing worse.
I didn't die from the impact. Because that's going to be high up there, right?
Right, yeah. Well, he said he is close to an airport, so that's why the planes are coming down.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Still, either way, I mean, that's still, like, you know, miles up in the sky there, you know? So, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what aviation is. Maybe they're probably thousands of feet at that point.
They're coming into descent. I think they travel around 20,000 feet.
Well, there's 5,280 feet in a mile. So if, you know, they're over that, then they're miles in the sky.
Wait, is it 5,280?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I know my stuff, man.
Well, that's a low mile high club to hit then.
I don't know. I've never reached it.
Because I feel like everything's, like you were saying, 20 plus thousand.
Yeah, is usually cruising.
Multi-thousand.
Well, yeah, but you're coming for descent. Obviously, you're not.
Okay.
It's a slow decline. But still, you're coming with some heat.
Dude, if you want some good aviation takes, we got you right now. Okay? Seriously.
How fast did he get hit?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's figure this out right now. Can this man survive said impact? I don't know, but apparently he did. So apparently this was just an incident with the plane malfunctioning in their system. Not something, it's a very rare occurrence. I hope so. Like, if I was ever, I would never be near an airport ever again.
Right.
If there's a chance of falling poo from the sky.
Yeah, that seems pretty sus.
Yeah. All right, that's the news, y'all.
All right. Can you give me my man's theme music, please?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We have. It's been a while. It's been a long while, but you know what? Here he goes.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, Tom. Give me my money.
Name. You know his name. Welcome back. To family member John Lucan, what is good, brother?
What's going on, guys?
Yo, yo. So, the reason we're having John back, and we're going to have him a lot more, is a few years ago, John went on a run of epic proportions. For the entire season, college football season, he had about 70% hit rate on his college picks. Damn. So, he is our resident college football expert. We have talked precious little about college football thus far on TBP, so we wanted to give college football a little bit of shine. John, break down or just give us some of the storylines you found most interesting. I know you were at the Cal Berkeley game this past week. Tell us just kind of what you found to be the most interesting thing going on in college football this season so far.
Yeah, as far as my experience at the Cal Berkeley University of Colorado game. The one thing I took away from that is both those teams are awful. They are so bad. so bad. I mean, it was like watching a decent high school football game. Both of those programs really need to turn it around quickly because they used to be good in the days of old, and now it's just kind of fallen by the wayside for the Pac-12. But some good storylines. Obviously, we know Georgia. I think that's the team to beat right now in all of college football. That defense is completely insane. 9 of their 11 starting defensive players are 5-star recruits. Probably the best one and should be in talks for the Heisman is defensive tackle Jordan Davis. This guy's 6'6", 340, and runs in between a 4.5 and a 4.640. I don't even know how that's even humanly possible. So I think Georgia is the team to beat. I think the interesting one, it was Clemson. Clemson was really kind of touted as this, you know, top three, top two team. They've been to the playoffs the last 4 years, you know, and had the sophomore coming in at quarterback. And Yui Ungalale, that's a hard one to say. But yeah, they just seem to have kind of fallen off. I know they're dealing with injury, but that is not the same Clemson team we've been seeing. But hopefully my dark horse for this is either Cincinnati or Oregon. You know, I'm tired of seeing these SC teams, although they do deserve it. I'm just tired of seeing the same Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama playoff games.
With that said, is Michigan going to make the college football playoff this season?
Man, that's a really, really interesting question because the Big Ten is really up for grabs right now. You know, with Oregon beating Ohio State early in the season, they've got that blemish on the record. With Iowa, you know, just going down to Purdue the other weekend at home, that's a really bad loss on them. So Michigan hasn't lost. I think this week is really the make or break week for Michigan this week. So going against Michigan State on the road, you know, that's a really tough rivalry game that they always have to play. So, if they can get over Michigan State, I mean, they still have to play Ohio State to end the season out. So they still have a tough road. But I think if they can get through the Big Ten, you know, and run the table, I don't see any reason why they should be left out of the playoff. They're just, I mean, you just can't trust them, right? With that Harbaugh kind of staff that they've had the last, you know, 6 years, they always seem to get to this point. You never know if they're real or not. So Michigan State game, that'll be the true test for them.
I mean, they have a terrible quarterback, so I have no faith in them. And as a Go Big Blue fan, it's tough to watch like a good team that has some potential, but with just a quarterback that I've got zero faith in.
Yeah, and they are a run-heavy team, right? You know, they have a great
guy can't pass. All he can do is run. So, yeah, you know,
they have great running backs, but they haven't on their schedule yet. They haven't really played a team that has stuff to run.
Yeah.
So, and I think Michigan State can really do that. I mean, their front seven is really, really good. They have a lot of returning senior starters on that side of the ball. So, if they can stuff the run, it's going to expose, you know, that offense, and hopefully, you know, they can figure out that passing game. But that would be the true test for them.
For old time's sake, just give us a couple of picks before you get out of here.
All right, I'm going to give you four. Well, it's a caveat. There's five, but one game has two picks I like in it. So first game, Pittsburgh at home against Miami this year. Pittsburgh is actually a really, really good ball club. And Cody Pickett is kind of the front runner for the Heisman right now and probably a top 10 draft pick. So I like Pitt -9.5. Again, going back to Colorado, just watching Colorado this weekend, they are in a shambles. They do not look like a good football program. They are going into Eugene this weekend playing Oregon. I like Oregon -22.5. And then just that last one, when we were talking about Michigan at Michigan State, I like Michigan +5. Michigan State +5. But I also like the under of 52. Both of these are run-heavy teams, and I think that under hits.
apparently there's not such a thing as too many points in college football. You know, going from 22, I guess, you know, Oregon and that Colorado game. There's no such thing as too many points in college football.
No, especially when Bama's favored like by 30 points. Anyway. Yeah,
that's still not enough points. Yeah. Still more points.
And you look at some over under. There's a couple over unders this week that are like 72.5. So yeah, it's tough sledding, but I think Colorado gets the brakes beat off of them this week. So.
Well, John, we appreciate it as always, brother. We have to have you on more often throughout the college football season. It's great to have you back, and we'll do it again soon.
Of course, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, brother. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Dude. Take care.
Late.
That was John Lucan, member of the TBP family. He's now down in San Francisco. He'll be joining the show, and we actually have been talking about some things he can do to be a little more involved moving forward. So, more to announce on that here in the very near future, but now we have so much to get to, and we have 5 minutes to do it, so let's do this real quick. We were able to get in touch. Is that right? We have Coach O here. We have Coach O with us.
Go Tigers.
Oh,
go
Tigers. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
No
Coach
matter
O.
What, go Tigers.
So, Coach, in a few words, you decided at the end of the season, mutually agreed with LSU to part ways. Where are you at with that right now? How are you feeling about all that?
I mean, no matter what, I want Tigers to go and go as best as possible. Tough year this right now with Tigers, Tiger Nation, and I want the best for Tiger Nation because obviously go Tigers, always go Tigers. But it's tough when Tigers aren't going. We want to make sure they go as far as possible. We aren't going this year, so I just figured it's best to give the Tiger go to somebody else. But obviously, love great state of Louisiana. That's home. Love it. And LSU, great family. Go Tigers. But, you know, best the reins on to somebody else.
So what is your response to some of the reports that you had young women at practice with their kids playing, participating in drills, and you apparently allegedly hit on a high-ranking official's pregnant wife at a stop-and-go in Louisiana, commenting on her exercise gear, saying you guys should
say nothing but go Tigers to them. That's it. Just go Tigers. That's it. Because some people love the Tigers. I want to make sure they get a chance to say go Tigers in the best way possible. She was not pregnant. She was not pregnant, but go Tigers. No matter what, if she was pregnant or not, she was pregnant, but go Tigers. Just want to say go Tigers to everybody. And it's tough for her to just go through such pain because all I want is go Tigers. And for the kids on field, just won't give a chance to play with Tigers. You know, go Tigers, always go Tigers. And
so, and, yeah, go Tigers is your answer to these allegations of trying bringing young women to practice. Yeah, and
go Tigers, eat some good jambalaya. And go Tigers. Some good gumbo, I'm sorry. Good gumbo.
Well, I mean, jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Yeah,
what are you going to do with all your downtime now, Coach, after the season?
Plus all that money, too.
Yeah, yeah. You got $16.8 million coming to you.
Cashed out, boy.
Talked to a lot of people about saying go Tigers. Maybe. Little hunting. Little fishing, you know.
Do you
little
love eating gum. Tigers?
Always go Tigers, yeah. Okay. Tigers in the backyard. Tigers in the front yard.
Okay.
Go Tigers.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach O.
Much love. Go Tigers. Always go Tigers.
It looks like you'll have a little more time to do the show moving forward now that you're no longer coaching.
Oh, yeah. Always. Need me to talk about Tigers? I'm here for you.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Bang of Tigers. Go Tigers.
Oh, my goodness.
Any Tiger talk, I'm here for. Go Tigers. All right. I'll catch you all later. Go Tigers.
Great to have Coach O back. Let's do the TBP Hall of Fame if we could knock that out real quick.
He's just an
absolute gem he is.
Legend, man. Legend of the
absolute
game.
Absolute legend.
Such humble man. Right?
We need to get him and the Tire King in together. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. But hey.
I think he would go crazy. I think he might just faint over from the
I think we might have a marriage on the you know, on the show.
That's too many Tigers in one cage.
But anyways, TBP Hall of Fame. Here we go.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, This is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the TBP Hall of Fame. Each week, we nominate random things to make the TBP Hall of Fame, the illustrious TBP Hall of Fame. And I think we've cracked the code recently. Just pander to the people, and I'm going to do that right here. Because we all look forward to this, no matter how much money you make. We all look forward to this day. Payday, baby.
Good old payday. Yeah, who doesn't love payday?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could be broke and work for minimum wage.
Also love eating a good payday as well. Solid candy bar.
That's a good candy bar, yeah.
Good candy bar right there. Good. Yeah, especially if you need some good nutrition, like while you're like hiking and whatnot. Good for hiking. A little sugar, a little salt.
Herbs, yeah. Yeah,
a little sweet and salty, baby. Goes
Brad,
well
what
together.
You got? Yeah.
All right. It's that time of the year. It's already happened. But I'm going to nominate the Almond Bowl. PV actually got the win this year on the 50th anniversary or the 50th edition of this Almond Bowl. So I'm going to nominate the Almond Bowl. Rudy, what do you got?
Nice. Since the cold weather is here, a nice hoodie.
Ooh. Oh, nice hoodie. Man. But you know what you
I
could
think
be?
I'd vote for that, actually.
That's really good, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for a hoodie.
Like
yeah.
Being warm dude. And nice, comfortable.
And when you have the
if
great
you paid
hoodie,
me in hoodies, that's yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I miss that my KZFR hoodie every single day.
No.
Mine, I just went through it. Backpacking. For me, nice. Great experience.
Yep.
Probably losing to sweaters. A good sweater, but you know. Good hoodie. A good hoodie always wins. But hey, I was wearing a hoodie
while backpacking.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. There we go.
Dope. All right. I think that'll do it for us. Make sure you go to kzfr.org. Pledge whatever you can. Make sure you follow us. We'll follow you back. TBP, not a game on Instagram. We will have a poll where you could vote for a payday, for hoodies, for the Almond Bowl, or for backpacking later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get to decide, ladies and gentlemen. So that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Until then, it's been real.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is.
Or not. From deep inside there we go.
Your audio device of choice.
From New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to this week's edition of Le Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this week, I'm sure you remember.